In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Verse 19, it is said that if a person, unaware of the effective potency of a certain medicine, takes that medicine or is forced to take it, it will act even without his knowledge, because its potency does not depend on the patient's understanding. Similarly, even though one does not know the value of chanting the holy name of the Lord, if one chants knowingly or unknowingly, the chanting will be very effective. Today, we are rendering some verses in the glorification of the holy name, just so we know that when we chant, we act from a place of knowledge. The verses will be rendered, sung by the devotees here, and we request you to repeat it the second time. It will appear on the slide. It is in a sing-repeat format. I will say the names of all the verses as we render them, and all the English poetry is being done by His Grace Dravida Das Prabhu. The first verse that we are reciting today is from Stavavali by Raghunath Das Goswami.
Raditi nama navasundhara sidhu muktam Krishneti nama madhuradbhuta gadadugdham Sarvakshanam surabhiraga imena ramyam Krithvatha daiva pibame Rasanekshudhati Raditi nama navasundara sidhu mugdham Krishneti nama madhuradbhuta gadadugdham Sarvakshanam surabhiraga himena ramyam Kritva tadaiva pibame rasaneshudhatre
An excellent fresh nectar drink with endless subtle taste. Such is the name of Radha, by whom all three worlds are graced. Condensed milk that is wonderfully delicious, thick and sweet. Such is the name of Krishna, in whom all attractions meet. Now mix these drinks, O thirsty tongue, and add the fragrant eyes of love, a price the wise will try to buy at any price. And then, at every moment, drink this beverage most fine, and make my heart supremely blissful, peaceful, and divine. The next verse is from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila, 3.181.
ಮಿರ ಜಲಧಿಂ ಜಯತಿ ಜಗನ್ಮಂಗಳಂ ಹರೇರ್ನಾಮ
ಅಂಗಸಂಹರದಖಿಲಂ ಸಕೃದುದಯಾದೇವ ಸಕಲಲೋಕಸ್ಯ ಜಯತಿಂ ಜಯತಿ ಜಗನ್ಮಂಗಳಂ ಹರೇ ನಾಮ ಅಂಗಸಂಹರದಖಿಲಂ ಸಕೃದುದಯಾದೇವ ಸಕಲಲೋಕಸ್ಯ ತರಣಿರಿವತಿ ಮಿರ ಜಲದಿಂ ಜಯತಿ ಜಗನ್ಮಂಗಳಂ ಹರೇ ನಾಮ
When the moon is invisible, withered to nil, and the sun is long gone from the sky, then an ocean of darkness envelops this world, and the timorous fear they might die. But that thick pall of gloom is at once swept away when the first signs of sunrise appear, and the dawning of day gives assurance to all that in truth there's nothing to fear. In a similar way, when illusion holds sway and a soul has forgotten his Lord, then the darkness of ignorance covers his heart. Sin and suffering are his reward. But as soon as he says Krishna's name, even once, in a manner that doesn't offend, then his ignorance flees like the darkness at dawn, and his sin and his suffering end. So there's nothing to fear, for the Son of the Name has appeared with his powers divine. In your heart, may that Sun, benedictive for all, become fixed and eternally shine. The next verse is from Hari Bhakti Vilas 11.451.
ಮಧುರ ಮಧುರ ಮೇತನ್ಮಂಗಳಂ ಮಂಗಳಾನಾಂ ಸಕಲ ನಿಗಮವಲ್ಲೀ ಸತ್ಫಲಂ ಚಿತ್ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಸಕೃದಪಿ ಪರಿಗೀತಂ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾ ಹೇಳಯಾ ವಾ ಭೃಗುವರನರ ಮಾತ್ರಂ ತಾರಯೇತ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಾಮ ಭೃಗುವರನರ ಮಾತ್ರಂ ತಾರಯೇತ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ನಾಮ
ಮಧುರ ಮಧುರ ಮೇತನ್ ಮಂಗಳಂ ಮಂಗಳಾನಾಂ ಸಕಲ ನಿಗಮವಲ್ಲೀ ಸತ್ಫಲಂ ಚಿತ್ಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಸಕೃದಪಿ ಪರಿಗೀತಂ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಯಾ ಹೇಳಯಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣನ नाम।
Of sweet things, it is the sweetest you will taste at any time. Of things that bring good fortune, it is the perfect paradigm. Of all the Vedic writings, it is the transcendental fruit. The very form of spirit, unalloyed and absolute. When spoken even once with faith, or spoken once with none, from birth and death, it surely will deliver anyone. And in the end, it gives pure love of God, our life's true aim. So cast away all doubts and chant Sri Krishna's holy name. The next verse is from Skanda Purana, as quoted in Hari Bhakti Vilas 11.355 by Srila Sanatan Goswami. Prostrated obeisances to that infinite Lord, because by remembering Him and singing His names, all physical and mental ailments are forthwith rooted out. The next verse is by Srila Rupa Goswami.
Thank you.
The chataka subsists on rain it catches in mid-air. And so it is always praying to the cloud to send its rain. Although the cloud may send a thunderbolt instead of rain, that bird continues praying fervently despite the pain. Just like the chataka, I fix my mind upon one goal, and that is you, my Lord, O friend to every fallen soul. So whether it is punishment you give or mercy sweet, I will always pray to you for service to your lotus feet. The next verse is from Brihad Bhagavatamrita by Srila Sanatan Goswami, verse 1.9.
Jayati jayati namananda rupam murare viramita nija dharma dhyana puja diyatnam katamapi sakradatam mukta idam praninam yat paramam amrutamekam jivanam bhushanam me.
Jayati jayati namanandarupam murare jadiyatnam katamapi sakradatam muktidam praninam yat paramam amritamekam jivanam bhushanam me.
All glories to Lord Murari in the form of his all ecstatic name. If any living being puts aside such tasks as meditation, ritual worship, and social duties, and even once takes the Lord's holy name, the name will grant him liberation. That holy name is the greatest source of eternal pleasure and is my very life and ornament. The next verse is from Vidakta Madhava 1.15 by Srila Rupa Goswami.
Tune.
नीरतिं वितनुते तुण्डावली लब्धये कर्णक्रोधकदम्बिनी गदयते विजयते सर्वेन्द्रियाणां कृतिम् न जाने
I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna is chanted, it appears to dance within the mouth. We then desire many, many mouths. When that name enters the holes of the ears, we desire many millions of ears. In addition, when the holy name dances in the courtyard of the heart, it conquers the activities of the mind, and therefore all the senses become inert. The next verse is from Padyavali by Srila Rupa Goswami, verse 20. Personality of Godhead, when someone desires to chant your holy name, sins tremble in fear. The glory of material illusion faints unconscious, Yamaraja's scribe, Chitragupta, becomes happy and gazes at the chanter's toenails with awe and reverence. And Lord Brahma prepares Madhuparka to worship him. O Lord, what more can we say than this? The next few verses are from Adi Purana.
Sadushim jnanam na nama sadushim vratam
na nama sadushim jnanam
na nama sadushim phalam
na nama sadushim jnanam na nama sadushim vratam sadrisham dhyanam na nama sadrisham phalam sadrisham punyam na nama sadrishi gati
namaiva paramamukti namaiva paramagati namaiva paramashanti namaiva paramastiti
Namaiva paramamukti, namaiva paramagati, namaiva paramashanti, namaiva paramastiti.
No vow like chanting the holy name, no knowledge superior to it, no meditation which comes anywhere near it. and it gives the highest result. No penance is equal to it, and nothing is as potent or powerful as the holy name. Chanting is the greatest act of piety and the supreme refuge. Even the words of the Vedas do not possess sufficient power to describe its magnitude. Chanting is the highest path to liberation, peace, and eternal life. It is the pinnacle of devotion, the heart's joyous proclivity and attraction, and the best form of remembrance of the Supreme Lord. The holy name has appeared solely for the benefit of the living entities as their Lord and Master, their supreme worshipful object, and their spiritual guide and mentor. The next few verses are from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2. From the reactions of unlimited sins, even if he chants indirectly to indicate something else, jokingly, for musical entertainment, or even neglectfully. This is accepted by all the learned scholars of the scriptures. Authorities who are learned scholars and sages have carefully ascertained that one should atone for the heaviest sins by undergoing a heavy process of atonement, and one should atone for lighter sins by undergoing lighter atonement. Chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, however, vanquishes all the effects of sinful activities, regardless of whether heavy or light. Thank you.
ಸ್ಖಲಿತೋ ಭಗ್ನ ಸಂದಷ್ಟ ಸ್ತಪ್ತ ಹತ ಹರಿಯ ವಶೇನ ಉಮಾನಾಧತಿಯ ತನ
ಪತಿತ ಸ್ಖಲಿತೋ ಭಗ್ನ ಸಂದಷ್ಟ ಸ್ತಪ್ತ ಹತ ಹರಿಯ ವಶೇನ
ಥವಾ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ನಾಮಯ ಸಂಕೀರ್ತಿತೋ ಅಧೋ ಪುಂಸೋ ದಹೇ ವೇಧೋ ಯಥಾ ನಲ ದಹೇ ವೇಧೋ ಯಥಾ ನಲ
ಜ್ಞಾನ ಥವಾ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕ ನಾಮಯ
holy name of Hari and then dies because of an accidental misfortune such as falling from the top of a house, slipping and suffering broken bones while traveling on the road, being bitten by a serpent, being afflicted with pain and high fever, or being injured by a weapon, one is immediately absolved from having to enter hellish life even though he is sinful. As a fire burns dry grass to ashes, so the holy name of the Lord, whether chanted knowingly or unknowingly, burns to ashes without fail all the reactions of one's sinful activities. Goswami continued, "My dear King, the chanting of the holy name of the Lord is able to uproot even the reactions of the greatest sins. Therefore, the chanting of the Sankirtana movement is the most auspicious activity in the entire universe. Please try to understand this so that others will take it seriously. One who constantly hears and chants the holy name of the Lord and hears and chants about his activities can very easily attain the platform of pure devotional service, which can cleanse the dirt from one's heart. One cannot achieve such purification merely by observing vows and performing Vedic ritualistic ceremonies.